Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, it's the Jimmy Durante Show. The Rexall drug stores who carry the complete line of top quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and our special guest this evening, Dorothy L'Amour. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Rexall's prescription for a pleasant evening, the one and only Jimmy Durante. He's in person.
Even look better.
Oh, it's terrible. It's horrible. I just can't stand it. Ah.
Please, General MacArthur, what happened in Wisconsin was not my fault. And now for my second number, I'll sing. There's a story the gypsies know is true. That when your love wears golden earrings...
Yeah, go on. What happens when your love wears golden earrings?
It's time to find out who gave them to her.
Ah, Schnauz, I've never seen you so happy. What's the cause of all this gaiety?
It's inevitable, Howard. Yeah. You can't help me. That's what it says. It's inevitable, Howard. You can't help being jolly when everybody is nice to you. Why, this morning on a bus, I gave my seat to a little old lady, and as she sat down, she grabbed my nose and said, "As long as you're standing, I'll hold your bundle." Chivalry is not dead.
Durante the politician, always mingling with the people. But, Jimmy, do you think it's wise for someone running for office to openly support another candidate?
What do you mean?
Well, look at you. You're wearing Dewey buttons all around your waistline. Are you supporting him?
No, he's supporting me. My suspenders are busted. If the Dewey buttons give out, I'm in trouble. All I got is a Hoover button holding up my undies.
Well, Jimmy, now that your name is on the ballot, I suppose you'll start campaigning in earnest. What's the main plank in your platform?
Howard, I got an idea that will non-compass your mentis. If I'm elected, I'm going to move all the men out of the state of South Carolina, move in nothing but women, and appoint myself honorary governor.
But, Jimmy, if you did that, you'd be the only man among 10 million women.
That's what I like, even distribution. Durante, you must have been reading Oliver Twist. You're full of the Dickens tonight.
You sly old snaz, you. You never overlook the ladies, do you? Huh?
No, Howard, but I'm sorry to say the situation is very vice versa.
Oh, really?
Why, in my set, I'm known as Jimmy up to the girl's doorstep, take him out, bring him back, and nothing happens in between Durante.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. You trying to tell me that you aren't the gay dog with the girls that I always thought you were?
Listen to this little happenstance, Howard. This morning, I was whipping up a batch of ginger snap cookies, and it just dropped in the turtles, which makes them snap. Yeah. I love that one. When I discovered I had no cinnamon to sprinkle on top, so popping the cookies into the oven, I dashed out to the store. On my way back, I was walking along the road when a big car pulled up beside me, and I hear a voice which said,
"Going my way, muscles."
No, my muscles. No, my muscles are going my way. It's getting so a boy isn't safe on the streets anymore.
Now, don't play hard to get. I knew you were interested the minute you looked at me.
How could you tell?
Your eyeballs change sockets. But, hop in. You know me. I'm Hot Breath Houlihan. And I wouldn't harm a hair on your head.
That's what they all say, but look at it now. You let them run their fingers through it, and they start taking home samples. If it's all the same to you, I'll walk. Please, madam, I'll thank you not to follow so close behind me. That raccoon tail tickles.
Come on, honey. Get in.
All right, if you insist. I know I shouldn't do this, but it might be fun finding out why.
That's the spirit.
Say, nice car you got. What make is it?
Cadillac Hydromatic.
Got a nice pickup?
You're the third today. Why don't you move a little closer?
I like myself medium, not well done. Uh-oh. What happens now?
Have you heard of the Marshall Plan?
Yes.
Well, I've got a better one.
Now, look, I gotta get home. I got cookies in the oven.
Forget your cookies. I'd like to try a little, experiment. Here. Well, what do you think of that?
If you could put it up in boxes, it would outsell does.
Now, don't move away, button nose. Here. Hold my hand.
Nothing doing.
Why not?
Because if I hold your hand, you'll want me to put my arm around you. And if I put my arm around you, you'll want me to kiss you again. And if I kiss you again...
Yeah?
First thing you know, the cookies will be burnt.
Gosh, Jimmy, well, what an experience.
To an ordinary person, yes, Howard, but not to a man with my psychology. I'll explain what I mean. If you're not a millionaire, be I multi-millionaire, but don't complain. Make the best of it. If you can't be vice president, then just be the president. But don't complain, make the best of it. And if you got a maiden butler and you can't afford a chauffeur, forget it being clover. Things are bad all over. If you haven't got a new car, just an old 47. Keep smiling, don't throw a fit. Don't save up for a rainy day, cause if it rains now, fellas, what fun is it to spend your dough on raincoats and umbrellas? If you haven't got a mink coat, settle for an ornament. But don't complain, make the best of it. You know, folks, I'm really being sincere when I say don't complain. Why, today everybody's spending more money to find out how they can pay less money and still have more money than people who make less money after the government finishes taking away more money. You know, I could go on like that for years, but it would only lead to ignorance. Why, this year I tried paying my income tax with a smile, but they're not accepting smiles. They want money. Naturally, I sent them a check because I once heard that failure to pay your taxes can lead to a condition known as the salmon sickness. Up the river, but not to spawn. So if you can't afford a house, settle for a mansion. But don't complain. Use your brain. Don't complain. Make the best of it.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Yes, you can be sure that more than 2,000 different drug products are pure when they bear the name Rexall. For the familiar name Rexall stands for purity, quality, and reliability in a complete line of drug products. It's no wonder that Rexall has won first place in the medicine cabinets of millions of American homes. So, for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug products.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Well spoken, Howard. When you talk like that, you throw me with your mellifluous esophagus.
What did you say, Jim?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Tell me, Jim, is it true that Dorothy L'Amour is coming over tonight?
If she isn't, I rubbed Life Boy behind my ears for nothing. God, Dorothy Lamour. Every time I see her, I want to run up to her and... What was that?
I said,
Very pretty, but what does it mean?
It means we just can't tolerate this sort of thing in radio, Mr. Durante. I'm Mr. Trivers, the censor, better known as vice president in charge of... That's dirty.
Please, Mr. Trivers, our scripts are pure. Twice a day, our writers are dumped in penicillin.
Oh, good gravy, Mr. Durante. It isn't your scripts, it's the way you do them. Last week in your love scenes, you were breathing heavy again. Heavens to Betsy, you embarrass the whole Middle West.
Look, Mr. Trivers, I can't help the way I breathe. My nose was built for volume.
Well, but couldn't you try breathing through just one nostril?
Don't cramp my style. When I do a love scene, I use both barrels.
Well, you either have to do it our way or stop breathing altogether. Remember our motto. If you can't keep it clean, keep it...
Yes?
That's all. Just keep it.
With him as the censor, I'm surprised they let John have another wife. And so, as the moon of Manakura sinks slowly behind the hills of Pismo Beach, the lovely native girl rushes to the water's edge, and looking up with tear-drenched eyes, she murmurs...
Aloha, aloha.
Aloha?
I just got here. There's no sense in saying goodbye, huh?
Why, it's Dorothy Lamoha! Dorothy, seeing you again fills me with more joy than the tinkle of the good humor wagon. What have you been doing with yourself?
Oh, same old thing, Jimmy. And in Hollywood, a girl gets so bored. Out every night with men that are tall, glamorous, exciting, debonair. I'm tired of going out with that type of man.
You are?
Yes. What are you doing tonight?
I know there's a million good-looking guys, but I'm a novelty. But, Daddy, you and I are made for each other. Can't you picture us on a desert island, living an exotic, lazy life beneath the banana trees? Just you, me, and Lana Turner.
Lana Turner? What's she doing there?
Somebody's got to peel the bananas.
Your proposition, Jimmy, but I'm so tired of those desert islands. I've been in so many of those island pictures.
Well, you mustn't give up, Dottie. Where there's life, there's hope.
That's the trouble. Where there's hope, there's another island picture.
Well, you shouldn't feel so bad, Dorothy. You aren't on an island in your latest picture, Lula Bell.
No, and I loved it, Jimmy. It's the first time I ever had a love scene where I didn't have to say, Ooga Booga Nooga. In Lula Bell, when George Montgomery takes me in his arms, I say, no, I'm not going to let you ruin my life. I'm going away. Away, do you hear me? Back to that cabin and the boy who gave up everything for me. Sorry, Jimmy, it just had to come out.
I know, but in that dress, where were you hiding it? But enough of this foul derail, Dorothy. I have a momentous question to ask you. And I pronounced that word, they symbolized it. Would you consider being the first woman president of the United States?
Hold on, Jimmy. I'm not a politician. In most of my pictures, the only thing they let me do is sing and dance the hula.
Daddy, you may not be a politician, but what Senator Pepper would give for a shaker like you. I love that salty dialogue.
So do I.
Wait a minute. Don't take my word for it. Let's get the opinion of one of the fairest of the fair sex, Peggy Lee.
In person. Hiya, Peggy.
Hi, Dottie.
Hey, what's the big discussion about? What was it that you kids wanted my opinion
well,
on?
Well, I think that...
Oh, Peggy, Jimmy wants me to run for president of the United States.
Sure, in my opinion,
well,
because...
Well, I think a woman president would be wonderful. You could put curtains on President Truman's new balcony.
Well, how about,
Yes, and I'd have the inside of the White House done over in gold and black and the outside painted chartreuse. Oh, how wonderful. It'll just match that new dress you've got.
How about the taxes?
Please, Jimmy. Yes, will you stop interrupting?
How do you like that? She ain't even elected yet, and already free speech for men has been abolished. Besides, Dottie, you haven't even told me whether you'd accept the presidency as my running mate.
I'd do anything for you, lover lips.
It gets around, it gets around. When you get back next week, Victor Moore, it'll be your turn to use that line. But, Peggy, will you give us a little vocal interlude and we'll continue this discussion tutti sweet?
All right, Jimmy. I'd like to do But Beautiful, and I'm thinking of you.
Flatterer.
Love is funny, or it's sad. Or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad. But beautiful, beautiful. To take a chance, and if you fall, you fall, and I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is tearful, or it's gay. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a
original 1 cent sale starts a week from today, so don't you fail to shop at this Rexall Jamboree and take the advice of our Peggy Lee.
At Rexall's original 1 cent sale, you can save dollar bills by the peck and pail. This kind of shopping you'll sure enjoy at Rexall's original, a ticket ride.
Two for the price that you pay for one, plus a penny more, and it's a lot of fun. A week from today, come and say, gimme, gimme, at Rexall's original. Take it, Jimmy.
At Rexall's original 1 cent sale, you save your dough on a stupendous scale. It helps put inflation back on the skids. At Rexall's original, take it, kids.
At Rexall's original 1 cent sale, the bargains there are big as a whale. And that quite effectively tells the tale of Rexall's original 1 cent sale.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Well, Well, Jimmy, I've been thinking it over. Instead of running for vice president, why don't you run for the presidency?
I can't. The Constitution says you got to be a natural-born citizen of the United States.
Well, how does that make you ineligible? I happen to know that you were born in New York State.
That's right. I was born in New York State, but my nose lopped over into Canada. It made my childhood rather difficult. I had to get a passport to sneeze. But, Donnie, I'm going to prove to you that this country is ready for a woman president. We'll take the question right to the people.
All right, Jimmy, where do we start?
Just follow me. Is the gang ready, Peggy?
All set, Jim.
Come on, Donnie. We'll take you on a road you've never hit before. Let's go. Any state in the 48 is great.
The 48 is great, and any state is a reason we should celebrate.
Take a tour so we find out for sure if Donnie Lamour has a chance. It'll be grand on the platform we stand on.
Beauty and love and romance.
We've a magic carpet to take this trip.
We pull a string and away we rip.
Well, gang, how do you like my magic carpet?
It may look like a magic carpet to you, Jimmy, but to me it looks like the rug those jitterbugs have been cutting all these years.
Yeah, it is kind of beat. That's why I call it my insomnia rug.
Your insomnia rug?
Yeah, it hasn't had a nap in years. I got a million of them, a million of them. Any state in the 48 is great.
There's a bit of salt water in the breeze.
That looks like a boardwalk down there. Folks, it's our first stop.
Say hello, if you please, to the saltwater breeze.
In Atlantic City.
Take a walk on the pier. Ain't you glad to be here?
In Atlantic City.
You're sure to go daffy about saltwater taffy out here in New Jersey's playground.
See Mr. America and Miss America.
This is a town where they're crowned.
Atlantic City.
Go on, Jimmy. Take Dottie down to see what Mr. America thinks.
Atlantic City. Strolling along the boardwalk reminds me of my youth, Dottie. When I had quite a physique. Why, even today, when I get into my bathing suit, I got a 96-inch chest and a 10-inch waist.
Jimmy, in a bathing suit, you have a 96-inch chest and a 10-inch waist. How's that possible?
Loose halter, tight shorts.
Well, speaking of physiques, look at this fella. He must be one of the candidates in the Mr. America contest.
Yeah, talk to him and see what the muscle mob thinks of a woman president.
Okay, Jimmy. Pardon me, sir. Are you a candidate in the Mr. America contest?
Yeah. Ain't I pretty?
This guy's got more muscles in his little finger than he's got in his whole head. Well, look, gorgeous George. We're conducting a survey and would like to know what you think about having a woman president.
Well, to tell the truth, I never give it much thought before. Matter of fact, I never give nothing much thought before. I see. I spent 3 years developing me arms, 4 years developing me legs, and 5 years developing me chest. And all that time, me head was going to pot.
If he had a longer handle on it, it wouldn't make a bad presto cooker.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not talking about just any woman for president. I'm talking about Dorothy Lamour.
Oh, Dorothy Lamour.
Yeah, tell me, Strongheart. What would you do if I decided to run?
I'd chase you. I ain't that dopey.
Any state in the 48 is great.
Mind your manners, folks. We're heading for a very sophisticated spot. Is that a golf course in front of that house?
Let me see. No, that's just the front lawn.
We bid you welcome to Palm Beach.
In Florida, where skies are sunny.
So sunny.
Our home's out of date. Here it's called an estate.
And the farmers raise nothing but money.
It may or may not be out of your reach, but nevertheless,
it's Palm Beach.
Now, you and Dottie, mind your manners down there, Jimmy. That's mighty high-class territory. Hey, Hey, Jimmy, what are we doing here with all these women?
Not so loud, Dottie. We're at a club meeting of the swankiest woman group in Palm Beach. Listen, the president is going to make a speech.
How do you do, club members? Here's a bit of news that's simply scrumptious. We've just given away the dozen 1947 catalogs that belong to the club. We had to give them away. The ashtrays were full.
I wish I knew where this gal throws her old diamonds.
Let's approach her, Dottie, and see how she feels about having a woman president. Pardon me, madam. My name is Jimmy Durante.
How delightfully bully. My name is Mrs. Nottingham Dash, Rottingham hyphen Upjohn comma, small D, big D, DeVere the third.
With a name that size, you don't need towels. You can dry yourself on the monogram.
Well, pardon me, but we have a question.
Yeah, how do you, of the upper crust, feel about a woman president?
Well, I'll refer that to our treasurer. Tell me, Gwendolyn, what do you think?
Well, I think that the idea of having a woman president is just too ducky, and who knows how far it could go. We can have a woman vice president, a woman secretary of state, and an all-woman cabinet, Supreme Court, House of Representatives, and a Senate, and all in all, I think it might turn out to be a very wonderful idea.
Thank you, Mrs. F.P. Boom of Lexington, Kentucky. Any state in the 48 is great.
Where are we heading?
Right to the place that can answer our problem.
There's the big White House. We must be here.
We're in Washington, D.C. It's a whirly gig,
full of every big wig and power, men of the hour.
We'll find
investigations,
legislation,
congressmen,
ambassadors,
secret meetings,
close the door,
well-known faces,
famous places,
political, critical,
Washington.
Well, there's the seat of the nation, Dottie. See if they're willing to get up and give it to a lady.
Only like that, we landed right on the steps of the Capitol.
Yes, and look who's coming down the steps. That famous political commentator, Gabriel H.V. Kaltenheater.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, there's good news tonight.
This guy don't let his left tonsil know what his right tonsil is doing.
Well, tell me, Mr. Kaltenheater, what do you think of the idea of having a woman president?
Well, your guess is as good as mine. And frankly, it Gus gives me juice pimples. However, if we could reach a gentleman's agreement, we could all jet together and give the girls a gelorious send-off from the Geographic Center of New Jersey to the Jolden Jate of California.
Jimmy, this jai is jibbing me the grief.
Yeah, when he started out, I was bewildered, but now he's cleared it up to a confused muddle.
Well, I got a job now. Goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye. Dottie, there's only one way to get a conclusive answer. There's a group of distinguished-looking men standing in front of the White House. Let's ask them.
All right. Gentlemen, what do you think of the idea of having a woman president?
It's out of the question.
Ridiculous.
Fantastic.
Unheard of.
I strongly oppose it.
Thank you, gentlemen, and what are your names?
MacArthur.
Taft.
Dewey.
Stassen.
Truman.
Is great.
Atlantic City.
Palm Beach.
Washington.
You can travel north, south, east, or west.
No matter where you are, you know that you've been blessed.
It's great.
Wonderful.
Marvelous.
Stupendous.
Any state. Feeling fine, so always call for Rexall, where you see the Rexall sign.
Remember, the Rexall original 1 cent sale starts a week from today, Wednesday, April 14th, and runs through Saturday, April 17th. Thousands of Rexall drugstores from coast to coast offer you two Rexall items for the price of one, plus 1 cent more. you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Touché, Howard, and I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store at the 1 cent sale, and furthermore, Umbriago, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How do you do?
Well, Rexall for tonight, folks. Next week we'll be back with Victor Moore, Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy, the crew chief's quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and
Jimmy Durante in person, who says, thanks, Dorothy Lamour, for coming over tonight.
The program is produced and directed by Phil Cohan. Good health to all from Rexall.
Good night, Mrs. Calabash.